far as I know, we don't really have anything very big in the way of lizards.
Okay. Well, obviously you're not going to have these growing in this area, but can you get seafood around here?
If you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
What kinds of frozen.
What kinds of things do they have in there?
Or just probably pretty much anything you want to buy in the frozen line.
Do they have a thing that you can open up, like a
clam?
Yeah, or the...
Not much of that, I don't believe.
Okay.
I think you'd have to go into the city, probably, to
get too much of that type
of stuff.
Yeah, because you'd probably pretty much have to fly it into here, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while you hear about people doing some freshwater stuff, maybe down near Gunnison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you get in the mountains, then you'll go in... You know, salmon and that kind of stuff.
Right. Right. Tell me about the weather in this area a little bit.
Well, it's variable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually very, very pleasant. We have many sunshiny days out of a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have our afternoon thunder showers.
Okay.
And in the winter we have blizzards.
Yeah.
Lyman is kind of known as the blizzard capital of the world. Because we have, you know, whenever we do get blizzards, people stay here, like they're stranded here, put it that way. And our churches will fill up, and our town hall and that kind of thing will have people sleeping in it. We haven't had so many blizzards lately. The weather seems to be changing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also they have been keeping them, instead of letting everybody come into Lyman, they close the roads further down.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So we don't end up with so many stranded in Lyman like we did. It used to be, it seemed like about every time, every week when you went to church, you'd find people sleeping in the pews.
Yeah.
And we just haven't had very much of that lately.
So they just closed the roads, huh? Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea. They do that in the south too, but for rain,
mm-hmm.
Near the ocean. But yeah, I noticed the road closed thing mm-hmm. right here. Do you get, like in the morning, is it ever the case that you can't see, like when you're driving?
Foggy.
Yeah.
This year has been a little bit more so that way than normal.
Maybe because of the wet.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, summer storms. Do you have names for summer storms, though?
I'm sure we do, but right offhand, I can't.
What about winter storms? You said blizzards.
Blizzards.
Okay, that's the big thing.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
What is the temperature like in the winter, like on average?
Well, probably we'll go from, I'm going to say, 45 degrees down to 20 below. That would be the variable of it, maybe.
How often is it below?
Oh, not a whole lot, although no. You'll get sometimes when you'll get a couple weeks at a time when it's like that, and then that's when your pipes freeze up. It forces the frost down. Mm-hmm. And so then you get frozen pipes.
Okay. And below
but
what?
There again, it just seemed like our weather is changing. We haven't had these type of winters for a while.
Yeah.
As a kid, this is what we had.
Mm-hmm.
And your telephone lines would sing. And just part of your winter.
When you say 20 below, 20 below what?
Zero.
Yeah. Just want to make it explicit. When people are out in the cold for a long time, there's some things that can happen to their body. Mm-hmm. Do you know, what are those called around here?
Frostbite.
Okay.